Independent councillor around the area is Tom Fortune. I say around the area because he's got the links to Kilcool and to Greystones and into Charles Land, of course. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. So you're a public representative. You know, parents are calling on public representatives to get involved in this. I know you have been. Tell us your view of what's happening.
Declan, this is probably, in my view, the most serious crisis we've had in our district for many, many, many years. And what Samantha said there, I'll just pick up on it before I forget to mention it. I would strongly recommend that parents across Greystones and Kilcool do get together, because this is the only way this is going to happen. The Department of Education are the people who are not facilitating all these things being solved. The people who have direct contact with the department are our TDs. So we have our TDs and the education bodies basically trying to push and push and push, and nothing's happening. So really and truly, the situation, if I can take the two situations briefly with Kilcool and Greystones. In Greystones with the school, it's an absolute scandal that that school in Greystones and Charlesland is not open. The CEO of the development company put a press release out in the past week saying that there is nothing wrong with the school and the school should be open, and they had it assessed. And that when they called for the assessment, the department official didn't show for it. So, I mean, the idea that that school is not open, Declan, is just madness. Now, the secondary school is even worse. The secondary school site that is across the road from us hasn't even been agreed yet, is my understanding. And it's been it's been talked about for ages and ages and ages. Now, what annoys me, Declan, is that we had meetings 12 months ago with all our TDs together with parents, and things were to be sorted. That's back pre-February. And we're now into November, and nothing has happened. And the situation versus last year is worse. And then what you have going on, Declan, on top of all this, you have building going on at a massive rate. There's going to be about an additional 3,000 to 4,000 houses built in the Greystones area. You have 500 plus going into Kilcool, 2,000 plus going into Newtown Mount Kennedy. And there's no connection between the Department of Education and the planning departments. And they're ploughing ahead individually as if they were separate worlds. The whole thing is absolutely bananas.
Okay, well, let's try and get a few things that maybe could make a difference.
Okay.
If the primary school was opened, okay, yes, the students would go in. And as Jennifer pointed out and her texter pointed out, it's not for the secondary school, but they could coalesce for a short time. How important would that be if the gates of the primary school were open, the 90 students or so that our primary school went in? What space is there for secondary school students? Because in realistic terms, that site across the road, if it's eventually got, it's going to take a year anyway to build a secondary school. What difference would that make?
It would make a difference, actually, because of the way the way they're going to use it, or the way they're planning to use it, is that the top floor of that building will be for the secondary students and the bottom floor for the primary school students. So you'd have a lot more room there. But you see, Declan, it's not as simple as that. This thing now is out. This is like a fire, like a bushfire that's out of control.
But in the short term, say for next September, the primary school children are in. They have to have an extra class with the primary school, of course, because, you know, it moves up one every year. How many secondary school, on this temporary basis, many secondary school students could be catered for?
In the existing new building.
In the primary school on the temporary basis.
Well, they'd probably take get first years and second years into it. But they'd probably, what will happen, Declan, is you see, to put the thing in context, if you go back to even to the prior to the recent general election, there was a demand for 400 plus places in the Greystones area, which would include Greystones Kilcool, and there was no facility for them, and that was flagged. And then it was discussed before the election, and it was all going to be all sorted. And what's going to have to happen, Declan, to answer your question there now, what's going to have to happen is there's going to have to be, in the short term, and the short term is probably going to be 2 years, 3 years, there's going to have to be temporary accommodation put in all over the place. And that has to be done. And there's no point people talking about it and putting out press releases and having conversations about it. It's got to be done. And the only way it's going to be done, in my humble opinion, is that our five TDs are going to have to collectively work together, which I'm sure, that, as Jennifer Whitmore was indicating, they are. But they said this also back in February. And they need to go to the department and they need to get the resolution agreed.
But is there anything we can say this morning to give them a hand? What I'm saying to you is, looking at the temporary accommodation for the secondary school, those students will, they're in the tennis club. They will move on to be, you know, different classes ahead now. I don't know, second, third, yeah, whatever. You leave them in the tennis club, unfortunately. Sorry, parents, but you leave them there. And you take the students that should be going into the first year, and you put them in to the opened primary school next September on the top floor until the new building is built. So you've got everybody in off the street. Okay, it's the lucky ones that are in a proper building for school in first year, but unfortunately you've got the prefabs in the secondary school for second, third, whatever it is, fourth year, that are being accommodated in the tennis club. That's an interim solution while you do something with the TDs to get that land to build the secondary school.
Yeah. The problem with all that, Declan, is that if this goes on for a year or 2 years more, you're going to have first year, second year, you're coming into third years, and there actually won't be physical room. And I'm hearing stories now going around that they're looking for additional locations to put in temporary accommodation. I mean, I have to say it the way I'm saying it. It is absolutely unreal, Declan, how out of control this is. This is out of control as anything has ever been out of control. And what's happening is, you take Cláiste de Craveanu and Kilcool. That was built for 550 students. It now has 800 students in it. It can't even cater for the primary school in Kilcool. There's a waiting list there in first years, as I speak at the moment, in excess of 38 students. And the principals of these schools are trying to manage this. And I have to say, Jesus, second, that really, it annoys me so much. They're not getting the assistance, they're not getting help from the department. And I have to say, the only people who can kick the apartment around, and I don't mind using that language, is our TDs. And platitudes won't help now. And parents, I think parents have got to protest. And I would say to parents that the only way to show your strength is to come together and say you're not accepting it. Because it is unbelievable. You have education bodies and the Department of Education need to get their fingers out and sort this out.
Tom Fortune, Independent Councillor. Thanks, Tom.